was a big change to come back, you always think, well, I'm going to go home where I grew up, but you can never go home again. It's never quite the same. So 20 plus years in Alaska made a big impression. And even my daughter, she moved to San Diego. She couldn't wait to get out of Alaska. And as soon as she got down to San Diego, she called me one day and she says, I missed a glacier.
So how is it musically for you being out of Alaska?
Well, I'm on the road system again, which is nice. I have put like 45,000 miles on my car in the last 18 months, driving around, playing shows. And on the one hand, I'm much more connected with everything else. I can drive all over the place. On the other hand, now that I'm doing this full time, I don't have the day job to cover losses. So I'm playing a lot more shows, but the risk is a little bit higher. Musically, it's a lot of fun to be down here. I see a lot of my music friends on the road a lot more. I built a recording studio in my backyard of the house I bought down in California, and it has a little loft, sleeping loft in it. And when my other friends on the circuit come through town, they can always stay there and not have to shell out for a hotel room.
Well, it looks like you have shows booked through 2020, so lots of traveling ahead for you.
Yeah, I actually have a show. My latest show is booked in January of 2022. So things get booked way in advance, partly because there's so many of us running around doing this.
It sounds competitive. So why do you decide to do it full-time then? What do you get out of it?
Well, I am reminded of an old Calvin and Hobbes cartoon, the old Calvin and his stuffed tiger Hobbes. And Calvin looked at Hobbes one day and he said, I must obey the inscrutable exhortations of my soul. I'm not exactly sure there's anything necessarily that I get out of it, certainly not a lot of money and certainly not a lot of fame, but it really is where I belong. It's sort of a Zen thing that you don't do it for the reward, you do it because that's what you have to do. You know, I got my PhD at the University of Alaska over in Juneau at the Juneau School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences. And I was working as a stock assessment modeler. I wrote computer models for fish for fish and game. And, I was good at it. I was a pretty good statistician and I was a good coder. But if I had spent the next 20 years and not played music and dedicated myself to writing, cutting edge stock assessment models, I would have been fine. I would have done some good work, and it's necessary work, especially in places like Alaska. It absolutely needs to be done. But if you compare that with 20 years writing songs and looking at bringing a sense of mythic back into the everyday life, 20 years doing that will contribute more to the condition of the world than 20 years of writing stock assessment models for me. That's not for anybody else. It's only for me. Because I think the 21st century is really complex and it's really complicated, and the answers to our problems, the technical tools, are all found in science. The ethics and the morals that say, hey, maybe we need to not blow people up, that's not found in science. That's found in art and in myth and in the seasons of the heart. And to make that difference, you need artists and musicians and poets